The Minister of Territorial Administration and Decentralization, Ibrahim Khalil Konde, says the exercise is aimed at cleaning up Guinea's political spectrum and uphold democratic achievement. He describes current political parties in Guinea as a bunch of propagandists and tribalists.
The parti politique, au lieu d'être des forces de proposition, des instruments de participation à la gestion de la vie de la nation.
He says political parties in Guinea have been transformed into an instrument of propaganda and tribalism instead of being source of useful ideas, an instrument for the management of daily activities. He says no democracy and state based on laws can be constructed under such an environment. Minister Khalil Konde says this is why they must agree to clean up the Guinean politics to consolidate democracy. The Minister of Territorial Administration and Decentralization has already banned over 50 political parties for lacking registration documents. It has also suspended over 150 political parties for failing to meet what it calls basic requirement to exist as a political party in Guinea. Opposition parties have described the move as nonsense and a way of imposing dictatorship on political parties in the country. Edward Otumo, a spokesperson of the opposition coalition, says it is not up to the junta to impose party congresses on the parties. He says every political party has its own bylaws governing their activities.
As far as we are concerned, our last congress was on August of 2020 for 5 years. So we are not due, for instance, for a congress or renew or structure until August of this year, 2025. So to come out and say, well, you do it in 3 days or in 4 days, or either that, or we're going to ban you completely, I think that's complete nonsense. It simply indicates that this is what they have been planning to do since a long time. They want to impose a dictatorship, and that is not going to work.
The main opposition parties have vowed not to adhere to the January 31st deadline, while their leaders are still in forceful exile imposed by the junta. Political analyst Usman Fofana says the opposition must form a common front to challenge the junta.
They should not just say we are not going to do anything. They should do something. Otherwise, the man is going to take advantage. He has made this statement because he knows he's on a very strong position, as opposed to political parties.
Junta leader Mamadi Doumbouya, who seized power in 2001, promised to return the country to democratic rule at the end of December, but has failed to do so. In his New Year's message to the nation, Doumbouya says elections will be held in 2025, but without setting a date. For VOA Africa, I am Karim Kamara in Conakry.